Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Imagine that it's 1951. You live in Rosebank, a leafy section of North Baltimore, about 3 miles north of Johns Hopkins University. One Friday morning, you're at home, having your second cup of coffee, when there's a knock at the door. You open it, and a man in a black suit flashes a badge. "Hello, sir. I'm from the FBI. Mind if I come in and ask you a couple of questions about your neighbor, the biologist at the university?" "Of course." The two of you sit down to chat. You know your neighbor occasionally works for the government, so this all feels routine. "How long have you known him?" The agent starts off with softballs. "A couple of years. What's his family like?" We're not particularly close, but he's respectable, quiet, keeps to himself. He teaches Sunday school at the Baptist church around the corner. In fact, his parents were missionaries. He was born in China."
"Oh, China. Does he speak Chinese?"
"You don't know." But sensing an opening, the agent gets a little more aggressive. "The FBI has reason to believe that your neighbor has had contacts with communist organizations. 6 years ago, it seems he was the faculty sponsor for a student dance organized by American Youth for Democracy, which is a well-known communist front. Can you think of any other times your neighbor has associated with communists?"
"This is ridiculous. He's a staunch and loyal American citizen. He has no use whatsoever for communism or any other foreign ideology."
"Are you sure? How do you know? How can you know?" The interview ends. You show the agent out and sit back down for a few minutes to collect your thoughts. Truth be told, you don't really know your neighbor all that well. I mean, you like him, but he does sometimes express his views as slightly left of center. You remember during the war, he once asked you to sign a petition protesting segregation in the military. And in the newspapers, you've read that the civil rights movement is riddled with communists. You finish your coffee and think about your cousin's son, who's fighting the communists somewhere in the mountains of Korea. Your mind wanders a bit back to when you took your daughter to the movies last week. The newsreel before the matinee showed streams of Eastern European refugees fleeing to the West, abandoning everything for a chance at freedom. You think about mushroom clouds and the treasonous scientists who stole atomic secrets and passed them on to Stalin. You resolve to watch your neighbor more carefully. After all, the nation is at war. From Wondery, this is American History Tellers. Our history, your story. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham. And no, in case you were wondering, not that Lindsey Graham. I am, though, an American, and deeply interested in our shared history. So on this show, I partnered with PhD historians to take you to the events, the times, and the people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our fights, and our dreams. We'll put you in the shoes of everyday citizens as the Cold War, the American Revolution, Prohibition, or the Gold Rush were happening. and we'll show you how history affected them, their families, and affects you now. We're starting American History Tellers with a 6-episode series about the Cold War. This is part one. There's an iconic photograph that you may have seen from 1945, near the end of the Second World War. The British, American, and Soviet leaders of the Grand Alliance, Winston Churchill, Franklin Roosevelt, and Joseph Stalin, are sitting next to each other in wooden chairs, looking chilly under their February coats. FDR sports a cape. Churchill's got his trademark cigar, and if you look closely, you can see FDR's cigarette holder. They're sitting so close to one another that their elbows almost touch, but they're each staring off in a different direction, lost in their own thoughts. There's another version of this photograph, one with a wider focus. In that one, a small army of advisors and diplomats mill around behind the three leaders. Few wear hats or top coats, but most are bareheaded. They must have been cold. There's a set of arched doorways in the back and several Persian rugs scattered over the ground. The people in this photograph are gathered in a courtyard of the Livadia Palace in Yalta, a Soviet-controlled resort town on the Black Sea. For a week in February 1945, the grounds of this once elegant palace were transformed into the meeting headquarters for a summit that would decide the fate of post-war Europe. Almost no one in this photograph seems happy. Even on the verge of victory against Hitler, Roosevelt is especially grim. And with the knowledge of hindsight, he doesn't look well. A stroke would kill him just 2 months later, leaving his vice president, Harry Truman, to see the United States through the end of the war. One person, though, has just the faintest hint of a smile, and that's Stalin. Given everything that's happened later, it's hard to remember that Churchill, FDR, and Stalin gathered that day as allies. During the Second World War, the United States, the UK, and the Soviet Union came together in a grand alliance to defeat Germany and Japan. But within 2 years of that peace, the West would be locked in a conflict with the Soviet Union that threatened to destroy the entire world. This was the Cold War, the epic conflict that pitted the United States against the Soviet Union and capitalism against communism.
Разве это новость? Сам господин Хаммершель.
We must guard against the military-industrial complex.
From Stettin to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across.
Знает, чью он политику проводит.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That was just a preview. To listen to the rest of this episode and more, search, listen, and subscribe to American History Tellers on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Or if you're listening to this on a smartphone, tap or swipe on the cover art to find a link that will take you there. American History Tellers. Our history. Your story.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
I'm Kayla Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.